Okay, right. We'll make a start. If there's anybody who drops in, then we'll just have to keep rolling. So, thanks for coming along to this very last session, session 11 on healing. It's a brand new one. This text is quite a big one. As I was saying earlier, I wrote this partly for the second book I'm going to be working on when I can get some time, and for the Children of Artemis, the summer gathering in a couple of months, we'll have a version of this too. But this is about 2 hours worth of me talking, so we will see what we can do. Okay, so as usual, questions in local chat, I'm me afterwards, you know who I am, you know where to find me, you've been here before, so that's good. What was I about to say? I was about to say something pretty useful then, but I can't remember. I'll just get on with the text. Right, so this talk is about my experiences and journey to understanding of my healing skills, capabilities, whatever you want to call it. Now, I know one of you, because you've been to my healing circle, has some possible skills. Free, do you have any healing experiences or practice or just interested? Well, anyway, it doesn't really matter. So those of you who know me, you know I practice Reiki, but that's quite a late addition to my skill set, and is the result of a very long journey of discovery. And although it's not the end, it's still quite recent. Now, this talk isn't about Reiki. It's only a small fraction of what I do with my healing skills. So, the beginning. I'll start back there, which is a good place to start, as any. Now, I can actually nail down my healing journey to a date. It's the 17th of June, 1992, and we are almost... 20 years. Now, it was actually even lunchtime on that day, because my routine at the time was to go to go to our little eating area at work, where I would meet a friend of mine called Michelle, who's a medium and spiritualist, and we would have our little chats. And at one point on that day, that lunchtime, I chatting away, and she said to me, "Oh, I just want to hold. Can you give me your hand? I just, for some reason, I need to touch it." So I gave her a hand, and can't remember if I felt anything, but something happened. But it wasn't until later that, that some symbols appeared. One on my right hand. The one that appeared on my left was some time later. Now, that opened the door for me for healing. The symbols that appeared on the palm of my right hand, sort of where dead center pretty much. That forms with those little white dots you sometimes get when your hands are hot and you rub them and you see the pigment change. Now, on my right hand, an Egyptian Ankh symbol, the symbol of life, appeared in the white dots, and it was surrounded by a circle about probably might be just under an inch across. This appeared, And, well, it sort of shocked me. Seriously freaked me. Because at the time, I was still early in my path then. And the... It was the first, possibly, most fundamental... physical thing that had actually happened. It was not something I could misinterpret as a trick of the mind. This was physical. I could see these shapes. Now, okay, magic eye drew pictures and all of that, and the ink blot pictures in psychology, you can make things out of any shape. But this was very strong. This was definitely there. So, it lingered, and it seemed to repeat every time I was doing some kind of meditation, or ritual work, spell work, or whatever. So, I wasn't quite sure what this was. Michelle wasn't sure what this was. And so I left it at that. But I had this sniggly thinking, something to do with healing, but I didn't know anything about healing. All I knew at that time, and the things that I've saw, I think it was actually about a week or two later, I actually felt quite ill and had the day off work, a few days off work, which, you know, it was a flu in the middle of summer, which for the UK is not unusual. So, but what was unusual was while I was watching the TV, a TV programme on spiritual healing popped up, which was fortuitous. And a point in there really appealed to me, and it was the point of having warm or hot hands during healing. The spontaneous heat build on your hands, and that's what sort of perked my interest. I thought, well, for years I've had warm hands, suddenly for no reason, if I'm out and about, suddenly they just start burning. And then, so I was able to link that to it, but I still could not work out what these symbols were. The Ankh symbol is a symbol of life, it's a vitality, a positive energy, so maybe that's what it was about, but still, no idea. And of course, that hieroglyph, the life symbol of life's okay, but there's no hieroglyph that I know with it within a circle. So I left that part of my path. I had no idea what it was or how to proceed with it. One sec. Put them down. Okay, that's fine. Little one just came in and forgot he had his glasses on. went to bed. Okay, right. Just tried not to have that on the recording, but I think I have. Never mind. I might have to do some editing then. So, back to the text. Now, what did I still pursue as a part of my healing if I had no idea what to do? Now, I did look at self-healing. That was a fairly obvious thing to try. And I had absolutely no success with that whatsoever. Mainly because I didn't know what I was actually trying to do. I just thought, well, I've seen people doing healing, and all they do is just put their hands on people, and it sort of magically feels better. Well, I put hands on myself, and, well, I didn't know what to do. Should I feel something flow? Should I try and pull something out? I don't know. So for me, that was an utter failure. And I just gave up because it just wasn't going anywhere. I thought, oh, if my hands are hot, does that do something? Couldn't feel anything. Then I thought, well, can you self-heal? Are you pulling if your energy's flowing through you or a part of you, then you're just doing it to yourself, so there's no transference, it's just going in and then back out again. So I had all these strange ideas of what would happen. Does this make any kind of sense? I don't know. It was utterly crazy. Now, so this was, as I said, early 90s. The internet was vague, but there were still some elements of useful electronic information out there. So I did have a scoot around, and I did find some material that gave some methods for healing. So I tried them, and those I actually did have some success. Now, I did notice, and I cottoned onto this really quick, that the methods I was trying were actually very similar to methods I was already using. Even at that early point, I was working with visualization and projection. So my approach was not quite spirit detachment, but yeah, spirit or life force detachment. I was physically there, and I want to be spiritually there over the other side. So the techniques I picked up were along the similar lines, and here's one example. Placing a chair, two chairs, one facing the other, and I would sit in one, and in the empty chair in front of me, I would visualize my double. And while watching this empty space, I would see my double appear. I would then visualize the area of pain. Say if it was like arm ache, then my arm on my double in the other chair would sort of swell up, or sort of I would see and feel the pain go from the physical injury to the imaginary injury over the other side. Now then, what this method suggested is once you've transferred the pain, you would then destroy the imagery or disperse it, dissolve it, ground this duplicate, and that pain would go away with it. And I used that method for quite a few times, and it worked for me. It really worked. I found it very useful with headaches, and I think that's what the text was called, a useful way of magically curing headaches, or something daft like that. But it was brilliant, and it worked for me, and I use that frequently, as I say. Another method I was using, much along the same way, in that I would create the duplicate in front of me, but I would then take my physical hand and reach into it to pull out the where the pain is. Say if I say an arm again, I would reach to that arm and just pull the pain out of that imaginary arm and ground it straight away into the ground, which I think I've seen a few people do. If that might have been on this TV program that inspired me to try that method. I think even practitioners now in the real world, not my crazy mind, do that kind of practice. So those methods still worked, but as I noticed, they follow the same methods that I generally use anyway, and that is distance work. Now, that was all well and good. I was having some success, but it wasn't brilliant, and it wasn't conclusive. What I needed was some kind of a victim to work on, a recipient for some healing. Luckily, one night, I was at a party, and that opportunity came up. A friend of mine, who I'd already been talking with about my path on a regular basis, she came over to me and said, "Well, you know, my ex-boyfriend's here, and I'm all wound up," and I could see she was agitated. So, you know, she was a good friend. So what I did, and I'm not sure why I did this, but I was very familiar already with some old concepts called contagious and sympathetic magic, and how those two methods work. So what I did was I sat next to her, I took my ring off and gave it to her, and said, "Just hold that for a little while." I then took it back, and through the connection that was formed by giving and receiving that ring, sort of contagious magic connection, I drew out her frustration, her anger or resentment, and all those negative feelings she was feeling from her, and then grounded it directly. Now, similar to the imaginary pulling out from the injured arm that I was just saying, but this was through this connection I made with the ring. Now, for some bizarre reason, that was how I did it, and strangely enough, she didn't know what I was doing, but by the time I'd finished and I felt as if everything had gone, it was probably a good 5-10 minutes, she said, "I feel brilliant," and off she went. Mind you, by the end of the evening, it was a long night, and she wasn't feeling too great at the end of it. So, that buoyed up with that. That was my first attempt at actual healing, but again, it was distant healing, even though I was physically sat next to her. I had another lucky experience. Now, I'm not sure how this distance healing works. I think partly it's due to empathic connections, or contagious, or sympathetic, in those cases where connection has physically been established. But there are other forms, and I'm going to come to those again in a sec. Now, several years went by after this first healing, and healing still was something I hadn't experienced much of afterwards. It just wasn't my path, so I ignored it and took another opportunity when it arrived, which, as I said, several years went past before that option came back. Now, this was because a friend of mine was having a real hard time, and I attempted to do some dream work. The idea was that we would meet in dream and see if I could establish some kind of way to ground all these negative thoughts she was having. Again, this is in the realms of projection, distant healing methods, and surprisingly, and this was the scary thing for both of us, she was very dubious about this. She didn't know what if this was actually possible. Actually, I didn't know it was possible, but I was willing to give it a go. I went to her in dream. I described the room. On return, I described the room, and strangely enough, I was spot on. Now, again, I'm always after proof, and so I scoured all the emails and correspondence we'd had, and there was never any conversation about the decor of the room, but I described it accurately. We did achieve some kind of connection, and a healing process started to occur through this dream interaction. But again, it was still not physical healing, as I would practice now with Reiki and a few other methods I use. Now, this again leads me back to these symbols. Every now and again I would dip in to asking around if these symbols were of any use or what they were, and still, even then, this was sort of several years ago now, I was still getting nowhere. So again I continued, and I found my way onto Second Life. Now again I encountered distant healing, and this is where I've had huge success, and it's no pitch because we're in Second Life doing this, but by then, this time my goddess and I were well established, but still no clues about healing at all. It wasn't a part of my skill set still at this point. It was wild stab in the darks. So, but what happened in Second Life was really quite amazing. Occasionally, now and again, I would just be in a conversation with someone, and something would happen, and conversation would be about my path, and someone would get all excited and interested and want to know more, and then I'd start talking about my goddess of healing and protection, and then for some bizarre reason this person would then start saying, well, they need some healing or they have a problem, would my goddess help or can I help? At that point I would feel a little urge from my goddess, a little nudge saying, yep, you need to help this person, and something would actually start occurring. If the person was of a spiritual path, which generally most people were because of the places I frequent on Second Life, then I would find some, I would sort of establish a connection, and this was the weirdest part, and this is where distant healing is interesting, that all I have is possibly their AV name. I don't know who they are, really. A few people I've met in real life, but mostly it'd be a complete stranger. That I don't know who they are, I don't know what they look like, or where they are, but I would get this sort of rapport going. And I think because with Second Life in particular, this virtual environment, you are focused on the text chat, so you don't need to worry about any of the body language or any of the other stuff. You pick up all of that person's personality from what they are saying in text, and because that's your only focal point, you have a good conversation and it's sort of naturally flowing. You can sort of pick something up. It's like even on the telephone. Okay, you've got the voice, so you are reading emotion, personality from intonation, their phrasing, and all of that. So you don't still at that point you don't have a visual cues. You just have audio cues, which can convey more information than just text, but it's still cues nonetheless. So what I think also was happening here is because my goddess is sort of nudging, she already knows where this person is and knows everything about them. Whether that's because this rapport that I'm building is generating mental brainwaves that are in sync on two different places and she's pinpointing that, or, you know, she's a goddess, she can just do what she likes, although I have seen her limits. So, I don't know. A connection occurs, and what then usually happens is that if my goddess is really wanting to do something, she will tell them, call her name, for me to tell them to call her my goddess's name, and when that person does, and I've got some really amazing transcripts of this experiences, the moment they start to call her, I feel her depart. There's still a slight tingly link, but I feel her presence, her focus shift. And then this person is saying, wow, this is like amazing. She's here, she's doing this. And I've had so many of those experiences that it is quite amazing. Now, you could say that some of these were loaded questions, loaded conversations, but I have a good science background. I know to be objective, and I have tried to be very objective, or be objective, because I need to validate that these experiences are real, for me at least, even if they're still psychological for the recipient, which from my experiences are, and from what I've picked up, they are not psychological even for the recipient. So something is going on, and for those that say a virtual environment you can't do any craft work, I think that's not right. Something is going on. It's quite difficult to understand if you haven't experienced it, but it is amazing, and I love it. But anyway, that's what happened there. Now, I then started doing this for a couple of years, and it every now and again still this sort of events occur, so I just let it go. I just continued this way. Now, but it was still not healing as far as I'm concerned. As I say, I would usually every now and again at an opportunity ask someone or whatever about these symbols. Now, what happened was probably 3 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, I asked on the Children of Artemis forum about these symbols, and someone pointed out that Reiki has these symbols sometimes. Symbols form that method, and for some practitioners they even have them visualized onto their palms of their hands. Now, I didn't think it was precisely that I was experiencing, but I thought it was a good as option as any, and I started to explore Reiki. Now, I was dubious, very unsure about this path. I've got an affinity with Japanese culture anyway. I do like it. But from some of the experiences I had with it, there was a lot of things I could pick up, and I knew I could learn from it. So I asked my goddess, should I undertake training in Reiki, even just as a means to back up what her training would be if she can be bothered to give me any. And she just shouted at me saying, do it, go do it, you got no choice, go and learn this stuff, it's important. So that lucky question at the right time, at the right place, sent me off on Reiki, and I have learnt a considerable amount that I thought I couldn't do, but it does actually work. The hands-on healing, the heat, it now seems to be making more sense what I was doing and what I wasn't doing for the last 20 years. Not to say that none of that was right, it has been useful, and some of that stuff I still practice. But still, for me, my goddess is everything as part of the process. Now, as I said, I'm not talking about Reiki really in here, but what I have learnt is that the energy flow is very similar. With the Reiki, it's all from a single source, a universal positive energy kind of thing. It's outside of a religious system. But the energy flow I was experiencing is very similar to the one that I feel when I'm working with my goddess and her energy is flowing through me for healing to these people that I've done through Second Life. So it was just slightly different. I've always experienced blue light with my goddess, and I've always seen her with blue around her, and it seems to be her colour as far as I'm concerned, whereas with Reiki I see white, and the two seem to complement each other. It's the same energy, but just a slightly different frequency, if you want to call it that. Now, so I use both. I embrace Reiki as well as my goddess. So now, this is the... I don't understand through all these years why my goddess wasn't showing me this. And I just wasn't ready at that time. And that's the only thing I can think of. She's been very free with her information over the years. And I think that's probably the reason. Now is the time for my healing journey to begin. And I've picked that up from a variety of different people. This 20 years since the symbol appeared. Why after 20 years does it start now? And people have said that's a usual sort of time frame for some healing to occur. Now, how does any of this apply to you? Well, it's unlikely you would have had the same experiences as me, except that I do have the strong belief that healing is anyone's capable of. I had that from the very start, the fact that I had these hot hands, but I didn't know what to do, and I didn't actively think, today I'm going to be a healer, so what do I need to do to be a healer? And as Reiki, my Reiki master says, everybody has healing capability. With Reiki, it's just the attunements that unlock the door. And we're possibly the same for any other healing system. So it's just a matter of finding that key. For me, it was right time in right place. And for other healers that I've spoken to, it was the same for them. So perhaps you can't actively go out and say, I want to be a healer. You've got to just let it happen. And let it show you when you need to pick it up. And it could be staring at you in my case, like for 20 years, taunting me before that button was pressed, that door was opened. But it's still there, and it doesn't hurt to experiment. I don't think I've caused myself any harm. I have picked up, and this was fairly early on in the healing experience, was you could use your own energy force, your own life force to heal, but it can cause you damage. And I picked that up on really early on. I'm not sure where I picked it up, probably from these early internet texts I had, but and I know I tried that, and I think that's probably where the self-healing may have just ground to a halt, because I was using my own energy and not channeling like I would do now. I've had great success on self-healing. It works. Now I've learned those techniques. So it's, I would say, go and just play and explore those healing options. Just try different things, and you may get the right one at the right time that opens it up for you and thinks, ah, light bulb on, this is the way to do it. Whether you need the assistance of a god or a goddess, don't know. It worked for me, so that's just me, and I'm a bit odd at times. So what other skills can be useful that you can learn? Well, meditation skills are vital. They pop up in, well, they're just generally a good skill to have. So I would suggest developing your meditation skills. Whatever main meditation methods you find useful. Guided meditation, if you want, fine, do that. Any kind of trance work is useful. Other forms of healing you can look at. Now, I'm not a herbalist, so I don't touch any of that kind of stuff, because I could probably do myself more harm than good. Healthy lifestyles. Other things can create a healing environment, a healing sensation. Comfort food, not necessarily good for the body, but it's good for the mind and the emotion, and if that kickstarts someone's healing process, then that's good enough as well. Then you also have any other psychological methods of healing that you want to apply. It's all useful. Now, all healing is not pure. I've been talking mostly about energy healing through channeling of my goddess, or by calling on Reiki source, or whatever you want to use. But other healing methods are viable. There are spells. I haven't experienced any under, say, a Wiccan path or any other magical path except my own. And for me, there's a lot of material. An Egyptian path has some of the classic, the Greco-Romano papyrus, the Leiden medical papyrus, that has some amazing spells for healing. There's sort of a combination of medical diagnosis, treatment, and magic, combining all together. So I recently did a conference on divination, on Egyptian divination, up in London recently. And we covered some of these magical papyri. They are very interesting. Now, there's one, and it's an invocation, but for me, it's a means of bringing my goddess energy work to work, and it's a common sort of script. It's used by many different papyri spells or rubrics or whatever you want, utterances, however you want to call them, usually ascribed to Isis, but in this case I'm using it for my goddess. And it goes, It is not I who utters it, it is not I who repeats it. And in my case, it's Salket who utters it, and it is she who repeats it. Which is a quite a nice invocation to pull in the energy of a divine being to shine down and just fill your whole self with positive energy. It's sort of, well, it doesn't sort of, it's explicitly saying that you're allowing a channeling to occur. And if you have a close connection with a divine being, then perhaps you just need to, I wouldn't say just ask it to give you healing, but to guide you. Many paths have a certain patron for healing, and it could just be a matter of petitioning and exploring a new aspect of a divine being to see whether that can open up some avenues for you. Now, one of the side effects of any healing energy work, or any healing process I've experienced, is heat. And huge amounts of heat. When I go to a Reiki share, for example, by the end of it, after about 3 hours, I am bouncing off the ceiling. I am hyper, I am buzzing. It's incredibly empowering. Now, some people have said that I'm not grounding properly, but oh, I'm grounding. It's just that I feel so incredibly positive, alive, so vigorous. Is that a good word to use? I don't know. But it's full of energy, full of life, and that's a good thing to be. Healing is a part of healing yourself as well as other people. Now, as my master tells me, my Reiki master. Now, other forms, parts of healing that seems, yes, energized. It's very energizing. We usually finish by about 11 o'clock, 10, 11 o'clock, and I just do not sleep. I am so off the wall. It's brilliant. I wouldn't give it up for anything. Now, under some healing method systems, and Reiki is one, but I don't practice, well, I wouldn't say it's under Reiki. Is energy center working? Now, I've not explored this, chakras or whatever you want to call them under whatever system. Now, I don't use them. They don't form a basis within my path at all. So, I know I explored those areas early on when I explored Tantra and Chakra and a variety of Eastern systems where these things seem to pop up more. They appear in the Reiki because it's sort of a Buddhist system, partly Buddhist system. So I have, although it's Japanese Buddhism or whatever. So I'm not really familiar too much with them. But what I have learned over the years from reading, not from practice, as I say, I don't use him, that energy work on the energy centres is a delicate process, and I would probably advise not to directly stimulate. That's pretty much all my experience in chakra has gone there. That's all I know. I've read quite a lot of text, and it doesn't suggest direct access accessing them. But I think this very last sentence I can probably read verbatim. This is a lifelong path. Listen to yourself, explore and unlock that potential in yourself, and then do what you need to do. That is really what it comes down to with healing. It is a lifelong task. path, and the I think this year in particular for me, healing is taking a major role. Previously, it was know thyself, but now I have sort of shifted away, and the focus is obviously through all this talking that I do to talk about my experiences, and this year in particular is healing. I don't know to what end, but it's to help, is most likely, and it's what my goddess wants me to do, so I'm willing to do it. Wow, I think I got through that okay. Thank you for bearing with me. That was two hours condensed into one. If there's any questions, or I think I've already thrown out the text, so that's not a problem. As I wind up, thank you for coming along. You read faster than I talk. Yeah, but I had to make some. I had to think a little bit as well. So, trying to catch a paragraph into a sentence. But thank you for coming along. This was the last session of this series. I shall be sorting out the schedule to start again in 2 weeks from the beginning. Yay! Although I think we'll have summer in the way, so there will be a gap. But I will have my healing circle again in a couple of weeks. So I will no doubt be back then. Oh, yes. Well, what was it? 10? 10, there was the podcast 2 weeks ago I did. If you find it on the website, the podcast is there, so you can catch that. So I'll be recording the next few. I'll be recording again the rest of them. But thank you for coming. It was a good run. Yay. Next outing will be an Artemis gathering for this one. Or a variation of it anyway. Yes, happy dance. Okay, I shall stop the recording.